Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. NextEra Energy Resources, which is a major energy development company, is working with Huron County Township on solar projects. During the Oliver Township Board of Trustees meeting, Patrick Myers, who is with NextEra, gave a brief presentation on the possibility of an electrical energy battery storage facility in the township. A battery storage unit stores energy generated by wind or solar for later use. It helps balance supply and demand in energy systems. Battery storage facilities provide backup power during outages or peak demand times. It was noted the energy company will be working with the Planning Commission and Township Board in the future as the project plans are being formulated. Also, Township Clerk Robert Ross reported the Planning Commission has been meeting on a variety of topics. The Commission has had discussions regarding a resident wanting to install a trailer house on their property and the necessary rules and regulations that have to be met to allow that. Ross also noted there have been ongoing discussions with NextEra about the possibility of future solar projects for the township. And Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, December the 15th. This meeting will be at the People's Building at 171 North State Street. That building's across the parking lot and alleyway from the Purdy Building, where the county meetings are normally conducted. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a discussion regarding Tuscola County Road Commission and the rate of pay to the road board and county commissioner receives, and possibly disbanding road commissioner board. County commissioners previously approved the road board, and county board of commissioners would each receive a 3% annual wage increase of 3% until 2028. County commissioners are in the process of drafting the 2026 budget, which is projected to have about $700,000 shortfall between revenue and expenses. At the start of 2025, it was estimated the county would have about a $2 million shortfall, but the county treasurer's strategic investments earned enough interest to narrow the gap between expenses and revenue. Another item on the agenda is the drain office's needs for another truck. Also at 10 a.m., there will be a closed session for strategic planning for the labor contract negotiations. And Tuscola County Sheriff Ryan Robinson announced a new deputy has been added to the roster. The Sheriff's Department welcomed Larissa Drozdowski on becoming the newest road patrol deputy. According to Robinson, Drozdowski graduated from the 117th Delta Police Academy. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. We'll be back right after this for your national and international news.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Federal and local authorities expanded a manhunt in Rhode Island after a shooting at Brown University left two students dead and nine others wounded, deploying more than 400 law enforcement personnel to search nearby neighborhoods and review campus surveillance footage. And police in Sydney responded to reports of gunfire at Bondi Beach, where at least 10 people were reported injured, and authorities urged residents and visitors to seek shelter as officers detained at least two individuals and investigated the circumstances of the shooting. That's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing everyone out there a very Merry Christmas and a very blessed holiday season. We'll be back right after this for a look at our weather.
Ace Hardware has more of what you need and the professional advice to get the job done. Ace offers custom matting and framing for your photos or special projects, grills, smokers, and accessories for the grill master on your list by Weber, Traeger, Blackstone, Uni, and Big Green Egg. Find power tools, hand tools, and coolers by Yeti, plus insulated tumblers by Stanley, Yeti, and Owala. Seaboying Ace Hardware carries power equipment by Steel and Cub Cadet, along with helmets, chaps, gloves, and hearing protection.
Get the professional know-how to get the job done. This is Joe Landenberg. Shop Ace Hardware Northgate, Bad Axe, and Seawing Ace Hardware.